This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Israel carried out an aerial strike inside Iran on Friday, U.S. media reported, citing unnamed Israeli and U.S. officials. Iran said on state media its nuclear sites are safe. The strike comes days after Iran launched a missile drone attack on Israel. So far, Israel has not commented on the impact of its actions Friday. There was no immediate public comment from the Biden administration on the incident in Iran. As lawmakers in Congress edge closer to a vote on a $61 billion security assistance package for Ukraine, a top U.S. intelligence official warned that help cannot come soon enough. Get the details from VOA national security correspondent Jeff Selden.
CIA Director William Burns calls the situation dire and says Ukraine's fate may well hinge on what U.S. lawmakers do next.
There is a very real risk that the Ukrainians could lose on the battlefield by the end of 2024.
Speaking to an audience in Dallas, Burns described the U.S. supplemental assistance package as more than a lifeline for Kyiv in its war against Russia and Russian President Vladimir Putin. Pentagon Press Secretary Major General Pat Ryder.
The Ukrainians have demonstrated their resilience and their courage under fire. We have no reason to think that that's going to change, but we also understand the dire situation there right now, which is why, again, we would like very much to see the supplemental passed.
Jeff Selden, VOA News, Washington.
The United States on Thursday effectively stopped the United Nations from recognizing a Palestinian state by casting a veto in the Security Council to deny the Palestinian Authority full membership of the world body. The U.S. says an independent Palestinian state should be established through direct negotiations between Israel and the Palestinian Authority and not through U.N. actions. For more news, please join us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports some Republican leaders are moving ahead with plans to pass a foreign aid package which could cost House Speaker Mike Johnson his job.
Johnson has a plan for advancing the package that's been held up since October and is shrugging off threats from some Republicans to yank the Speaker's gavel if he does.
You do the right thing and you let the chips fall where they may.
While Democrats like Jim McGovern say it's long past time.
And our allies have been waiting and waiting and waiting.
It's becoming clear Johnson will need Democrat help to not only pass the bills, but keep his job. Some have said they will help vote down any motion to oust Johnson. Other Republicans, like House Foreign Affairs Chair Michael McCaul, say approving the aid is vital.
We are at a real pivotal point in history.
He says scenes of people fleeing Ukraine evoke Hitler's rise to power.
This is 1939 all over again.
Saga Magani, Washington.
AP correspondent Karen Chalmers now reports on a disrupted cybercrime operation in England.
British Metropolitan Police have said they've managed to seize the LabHost site. LabHost was a website which, for a monthly fee, allowed users to create fraudulent websites designed to steal users' personal information. More than 2,000 criminals were able to trick up to 70,000 British victims into revealing personal information, such as bank account details and passwords. The director of the NCA's National Economic Crime Centre, Adrian Searle, says this is one of several foiled cyber fraud operations in Britain.
Yes, this is a big problem, but we're taking very significant activity against it.
Karen Chamas, London.
Millions of Indians began voting Friday in a six-week election that's a referendum on Narendra Modi, the populist prime minister who has championed an assertive brand of Hindu nationalist politics and is seeking a rare third term as the country's leader. If Modi wins, he'll be only the second Indian leader to retain power for a third term after the country's first prime minister. A 16-year-old boy accused of stabbing two Christian clerics during a church service in Sydney, Australia, has been charged with committing a terrorist offense. The teen spoke in Arabic about the Prophet Muhammad being insulted after he allegedly stabbed the bishop and reverend during Monday night's service, which was streamlined live. The bishop released an audio statement Thursday saying that he's doing fine and that he forgave his attacker. For more news, please join us, voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.